love for you to be part of this conversation, which I want to say it from the very beginning. Hey, we need to all be friends when it's over, okay? You can't get all butthurt about stuff.
If anyone were to get butthurt, you would be the one. So
I doubt that. I doubt that. Live the web, girl. No way. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Also, you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. What is it? It's almost borderline annoying, whether it's somebody on the Joe and Alex Show or somebody in your life. You're like, oh God, here they go again. They're going to talk about this. Maybe it's their claim to fame. Maybe whatever it is, they just go on and on and on. Do you guys want to kick it off or do you want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay, Live the Web Girl. Guess what? We get it. It's cold. We get it's cold. Stop telling us how cold it is every day.
Honestly, I don't just do this here. I also do it everywhere else, and I hate myself for it. It's like it's a reflex. I like can't help, but if I have goosebumps, it's like my mouth involuntarily comes out with the words, it's cold.
What I think you're going to say, you're always going to be like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like whatever I say or ask you, you're just going to be like, I don't know.
But, like, normally I always know, so.
Then why do you say you don't know?
Doing it on purpose to get out of it.
Hey, I always did that as a kid.
Hey, turn down your radio and we'll come to you. Good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Courtney, and I'm from Dayton, Texas.
What up? What do you want to say, Courtney?
Hey, y'all talked about a question about that one person that would always talk about something.
Yes.
Yes.
I have a friend, and his name is Will. He's in Austin. And he always talks about superheroes. You should give him two superheroes. And
how old is he?
I'm sorry?
How old is he?
He is 27.
Is he a virgin? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Jeez.
It was a joke.
Oh, my God. You're so mean.
If you give him two superheroes, he'll tell you their status and all that stuff and who would win in a fight, basically.
All right, did he ever talk about Batman and Superman? I feel like that's a common matchup.
All the time.
Who would win?
All the time. He thinks Batman would win.
Really? That's interesting. Okay. Hey, thank you. Go ahead.
Batman has all the, apparently it has all the serums to make sure that no one goes evil. So with that, he thinks that Batman would win everything.
Dang, that's some deep thinking right there. Hey, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, he really took superheroes to the next level. I've never thought about that deeply.
All right, with Porkchop, the thing that I always hear about you is I always have to hear every week or so about how you won 6 cents on that trivia game. What is it called? HQ Trivia. You're like, hey, guess what? I won last night.
Yeah, I won 17 cents last night.
Wow, what are you going to do with all that money?
I don't know. I can't cash it out until you reach 20 bucks anyway.
That's insane. That's how they get you. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you'll never do that.
They can just earn money off of the money that's in your account.
Well, you know what's bigger than that?
What?
The bragging rights.
You brag about it too much. HQ Trivia is like a little past, you know?
Yeah, that's
it's
a little
not
old.
Really
Watch.
Relevant
You gotta
anymore.
Let it go. You gotta let HQ Trivia go.
When I win the big jackpot, and you guys are like, hey, pork chop, fill up my tank, buy me some lunch.
Didn't you just win 17 cents?
Yeah, that's the big jackpot.
I'm saying there's going to be a big jackpot.
Where's that truck at that you won?
I don't care. I'm going to win, and you're not getting a penny.
833-JOE-ALEX. It could be somebody on the show. You're like, oh, God, they always talk about this. Not again. Go ahead. Live the web, girl.
Trina on Twitter says, Joe, you in the gay jokes.
I don't do gay jokes.
But I'm gay. I don't like vaginas.
I'm going to kind of have to agree with Trina. And then Rachel says, my BF always goes on for hours about conspiracy theories. Literally, it's nonstop.
Oh, that's all the show is. Honestly, Alex is off today. That's her. You know what? That's
Alex
sort of Alex.
She's obsessed.
Everything's a government conspiracy.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, though, I kind of like conspiracy theories. I'm, like, into them.
Now, what about Porkchop? He's grabbing some calls right now from people. But, what would you say is Porkchop? So I kind of gave mine.
Porkchop does not shut up about Ubering.
Yeah.
And also, he doesn't shut up about how nice he is. Like, he's always telling people how nice he is.
I always talk about how much of a jerk I am, and I apologize. I'm like, I want to be nice.
And I love Porkchop, and he is one of the nicest human beings I've ever met. But, like, within the first 5 minutes you meet him, he'll probably drop that he's, like, really nice at least twice.
Now, what's more annoying? How nice he is, or, like, he says he is, or is it he's constantly talking about his Uber rating?
Probably his Uber rating, because we're like, bro, we get it. You Uber.
He's like, I have a 4.9 repeating. Oh, pork chop. I'm glad you're back here. We were talking about your Uber rating.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good. I have a 4.96, and I was trying to do some math yesterday. I think I'm really close to a 4.97.
Oh, my gosh.
Does that get you, like, bonus Uber points?
Now it does. Before, it didn't get you anything, but now I think they reward, like, good, well-rated drivers.
Okay, Porkchop, your turn here. With me, it could be Alex, even though she's out today, or Liv. What do we do? Like, that one thing, you're like, oh, gosh.
Well, I already said Liv. I feel like whenever I look at her, she's just clueless.
Okay, that's pretty accurate, actually.
So I feel like no matter what I say or what I ask, the answer is always going to be, I don't know.
If, like, you're asking about, like, what you should label something in the computer as far as audio goes, I can answer that. Anything else, yeah, I pretty much don't know.
Yeah.
And what about me?
Joe... maybe the same thing.
Gay jokes. I definitely think Joe is gay jokes or like boob jokes,
but
or something.
I give him permission. You can only to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I think
I'm not offended at them.
Oh,
I'm
no,
just saying.
I'm not worried if people are going to get butthurt about stuff. If there was a problem, they'd fire me. I mean, but no, you seem to be a good sport. And, you know, go along with it. You can make straight jokes. I don't mind.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
But I mean, I guess I don't know. I'm bi though.
Oh.
So he isn't even gay. Learn your terminology,
please. These jokes aren't even working anymore. Okay. All right, what about Alex? She's not here today, but we should wrap up with her because she can't defend herself.
What does Alex talk about too much? Probably politics and... I don't know. That's all I can think of. Politics.
I feel like I hate talking about her when she's not here to defend herself, but I feel like a lot of the times when I talk to her... It takes her a minute to get her attention. Like we set up this new thing where I have to tap the table to get her attention.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I could say anything to her, and I feel like she doesn't even hear.
She kind of has what Liv does, and I don't think that, I thought at first I used to think they did it on purpose, but now it's just like I realize that's just who they are. Because I'll say something, and all of a sudden, huh? I'm like, I just told you a novel, and you didn't listen to any of that.
No.
It's like point by point by point directions.
I'm not a good multitasker, but I want to know, what do you guys think I talk about too much?
You talk about I don't think you talk too much about stuff. It's just I think it's annoying every day when you say it's too cold.
Woo, woo, I mean, you talk a lot about feminism, that gets old after a while.
But
feminism never gets old, okay? Mm. Of course, a man would say that.